Palau's case is kind of interesting because over the last year, Palau has shown inclination to switch over its recognition from Taiwan to China anyway. Chinese tourists now amount to about, 50%, at least half of Palau's tourist numbers. And Palau sees the need to switch over that diplomatic recognition. Currently, what China is doing, Beijing is doing, is to actually put that last straw on Palau, wanting to force Palau to really, to make them change their mind towards that China-Taiwan selection.
So has Taiwan taken any actions to maintain its diplomatic status with Palau?
Taiwan's current president, Tsai Ing-wen, wanted to visit Palau in the second half of this year, but her visit has not materialized, partially because Palau has been having two minds about diplomatic recognition issue. It's not so much about China exerting its power, but it's about China giving that last bit of incentive for Palau to switch over. China has been trying very hard to get recognition from this country through its climate change discussions and tourism issues and things like that. So it has been an ongoing effort from Beijing's end to draw these countries into their sphere. China's One Belt, One Road is also used as candy to attract these countries to move closer into the Chinese sphere of influence.
And how effective will this ban be in pressuring Palau to shift its diplomatic recognition?
The situation is that China does not stop. It's not stopping individual travel to Palau, but rather it's stopping Chinese agencies from organizing tour groups to visit Palau. Now, that is going to impact on Palau's tourist numbers, for sure. But it is more of putting the last straw on Palau at this point and to really get them to make the decision quick. China has been successful in wielding the tourist card with South Korea, and now is trying its luck with Palau. So we are looking at a long trend of development that with increasing influence of Chinese tourist numbers, China is now aware that it's able to impact on local economy. And while they are not something that is traditionally seen as overt show of aggression, it does show that China is aware of the tools that